Well, I have this one story in mind I told recently, and I don't know if my mom or Catherine knows about it, so that'll be fun. And it's a story when I got hurt when I was little. But I'll preface it with another story to give you some context. So this was like in 3rd to 5th grade. I predominantly hung out with a group of boys. And there was like Tommy and Jeff and Ryan and Spencer. And they liked playing all different kinds of sports. And for instance, at recess, we'd always play like football or kickball. And they'd always make me the person that counts, you know, the line of scrimmage until you can try to tackle the quarterback. So that was like, you know, the job nobody wanted, but they gave it to me. And I did it well. You know, I'd count really loud to 5 Mississippi. And then I'd chase after Tommy, the quarterback, who I never caught because he's very good. And went on to play in the varsity team in high school. And then finally one day, or after several days, I was like, Tommy, just throw me the ball. Like, don't, like, come on. Like, you gotta just let me play. Like, no one's even gonna think to cover me because no one thinks you're gonna throw it to me. And of course, like, all of the girls in my grade and one of the recess aides was sitting on the sidelines watching. And so I go out long for a pass, and Tom, he throws it to me, and I got my hands wide open, and the ball hits me right on the forehead and knocks me over. And everybody's just like laughing / concerned. And of course I'm okay. And then he never throws me the ball again. And so this is the group of guys that I was playing at recess with, and this was like maybe a year earlier. Or for some reason they had us on like the smaller kids' playground. And we were going up and down this slide. And the slide was like maybe, you know, 3 to 5 feet off the ground. It was like a smaller one, but it was like an all metal slide before they did all this child safety improvements on playgrounds. And the slide was metal, and it had these metal like edges to it. And we were walking down the slide, and I was like going a little cautiously because you're walking down a slide. And my friend Spencer felt like I was going too slow, so he pushed me. And I don't think he meant for me to fall and hit the edge of the slide on my chest. But in recess, and I sort of blacked out for a moment, and they had to kind of drag me over to the swings, where I sort of like was able to catch my breath. And I was, you know, always sort of laughing, crying when I got hurt, because the shock of it would just be so jarring, but I would just laugh it off. And we didn't tell anybody. No one knew. I don't even think I told my mom. But then for like a week, I had this diagonal black and blue mark across my chest, like a little sash. And yeah, and you just don't want to tell. I didn't want to tell anyone because I hung out with all guys, and like, you know, they didn't tell anybody when they got hurt, or at least I thought they didn't. I had a lot of playground shenanigans. I just went for it until I fell. You know, that's kind of how I played when I was a little kid.